What are you expecting to cover in the talk? Because it's the 50th anniversary of Abbey Road, like, is there anything that you're doing special, or are you centering it around anything?
You know, I started thinking maybe it should be an Abbey Road talk, but, you know, the Beatles are, well, you know, the Beatles. I can't focus on one thing when it's all so great. So I'm looking at it as a Beatles celebration on the occasion of the 50th anniversary of Abbey Road. Mainly what I want to do, you know, I want to sort of present the Beatles and not get in the way too much. I want the main memory to be, you know, the videos they saw of them at Shea Stadium or the songs we listened to or whatever. And this is not a thing where I'm going to get up there and a lecture and reading a paper or anything like that. We'll be watching and listening to Beatles most of the time.
Is there one period that speaks to you more now than before or that has always been your favorite?
Yeah, I saw the Beatles on the Ed Sullivan Show. My life kind of began then. I was second grade. You know, the Beatles were very child-friendly, so that was not a handicap. I just sort of grew up with them as, you know, idealized big brothers. So every era was different, you know, and they led me into Sgt. Pepper and the wild lands of psychedelia. And because it was the Beatles, you felt safe going there in a way you might not, as young as I was, if Jerry Garcia said, follow me, I don't know if I would. But if Paul McCartney said, come this way, oh, yeah, sure, whatever you say. I think with the Abbey Road anniversary, I've come to understand why most of my students and call that their favorite Beatle album. I mean, I tend to go to Rubber Soul, Revolver, that middle period, but hearing this 50th anniversary release that came out and kind of just thinking about Abbey Road again, it's an amazing album. I mean, it's their best recorded, best performed. Songs are, you know, amazing for a finale, for a way to bow out. You know, you couldn't ask for much more from a band. But, you know, I don't know that it's better than She Loves You. It's like Beethoven. His Ninth Symphony wasn't necessarily better than his Third. It's just that he grew and changed, and I think the Beatles were great from day one and stayed great and just grew as musicians and as people through that decade. I mean, none of them were even 30. They're all in their 20s when they broke up. You know, it's all in the context of, you know, young men coming of age, and it's a remarkable story. I think that's why it still has such resonance for people, too, because, you know, young people like college age, they're right there, you know, getting ready to launch whatever journey they're going on to, and the Beatles are a great roadmap for how to go through life with friends or with a community or with ideals or, you know, whatever you latch on to them.
So one of the interesting things that came up, I guess, that Abbey Road sales really went up. Can you speak about, you know, their relevance, I guess, today? You kind of touched a little bit on it, but they had some statement albums too, or songs. You know, I'm thinking like Taxman or any of those type of songs. Not quite Bob Dylan, but close.
Well, I mean, the Beatles did everything with a smile. I mean, they didn't, but it seemed that way. You know, even when they were protesting, it was, you know, all you need is love or some sort of uplifting message. Even revolution, if you read the words, is, you know, it's going to be all right. And in the end, the love you take is equal to the love you make is the best benediction for the 60s you could, or for any time in any one you could possibly hope for. I think they're relevant in that they still represent an ideal of something when things just work just right and people work together just right. You know, going back to Abbey Road, I think that's the album that is very user-friendly, very appealing, just like She Loves You, but in a different, more sophisticated way. It's appealing right away. And how many things in the world are that perfect? I mean, that's true of the whole Beatles story. How many times does a team effort in art or politics or anything else work that well and for that long? So I just think it's a magic ride. I wish it would have gone on longer, but in the end, it seems maybe appropriate they weren't destined to outlive the 60s. And so they never grow old. You know, you don't have to watch like 80-year-old John Lennon, like Keith Richards or something on stage. God bless the Stones. I love them. But there's something perfect about the Beatles. Even, you know, when tragedy strikes and John's gone and George is gone, the Beatles are never gone.
What do you think is the message in Abbey Road?
Let's make the best album we can. They were working together to the same sort of common purpose. They could still be better by a mile than anybody on the planet. That spirit exudes, you know, from the album. Here Comes the Sun and Something and all the sort of loving songs on that record. It's just a very poignant, sweet, and beautiful album.